Welcome back, everyone, to the Product Earth UK Expo. I'm Radical Russ here in Birmingham, England, and we're sitting here with Gary, who is a fine gentleman who's been trying to help people with their access to cannabis here in the UK and paid the price for it. So, Gary, welcome to the show.
Pleased to meet you.
Tell folks your name and the cafes that you were involved with and your story.
My name's Gary Yowds. I'm from Liverpool. My cafe was called Chillin' Room. I've been trying to end the drug wars for the last 20 years. I've been behind the scenes and I've just got out of jail.
How long were you serving?
I was served for 9 months imprisonment in Walton Jail.
Wow. And that was your second time?
That was my third time.
Third?
Yeah. I went to jail for the same thing in 2006.
So you've been trying to run cannabis cafes, basically?
Yeah, in the UK underground, I met him. A gentleman called Noel, and done a cannabis course in Amsterdam in 2002, and I went the course, and he showed me how to open a coffee shop, and through Colin Davis in the Stockport. So 5 years in the making, and then I done it all up and invited a few friends, and within days it was actually sold out every night. I had bands from all over the country coming, and it was a beautiful atmosphere, and the police actually raided it and finished it.
Wow. But you keep coming back, it sounds like.
I'm still on license, so I can't do nothing because I'll be back in Walton, so I'm scared to actually even have a joint in my pocket. But I still go on my probation every week. Still trying to end the drug war, though.
It seems so frustrating that you're just opening up a place for people to consume cannabis. I imagine you get a lot of people with disabilities and sicknesses.
I used to have people coming in horizontal wheelchairs, and they were just so happy. And it was just a place you can't describe. But I'd say 20 or 30,000 people went through the doors, and there was never even a cigarette put out on the floor. It was a beautiful atmosphere, which I done all the... done all the cafe up and all the design and all the building work, and just created something. It's indescribable how nice the atmosphere was. But thousands of people experienced it, and hopefully in the future we can come and open it again.
Was there complaints from the community about this, or did the police just take it upon themselves to come raid you?
Chillin' Rooms has never had one complaint about it ever in the years it's been open and operating. Not one complaint.
Not one complaint.
Never, not one.
Wow.
Never.
Just selective prosecution, cops looking for someone to bust.
I know it cost £400,000 for me investigation and the imprisonment, and it's a lot of money, isn't it? And the country says it's got no money.
Yeah. You'd think they'd solved all the other crimes by now.
I had 20 people employed there, and all of them were earning £10 an hour.
Wow.
So I was paying good wages, and everything was given back every day. It was a collective. People who were coming in was getting learned how to grow their own, so everyone could grow two or three plants, hopefully. So no one has to work for the habit no more.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to change anytime soon?
I'd love it to. I know my cafe's ready to go. I have to buy a few candles and open the doors, but I'm scared to even go there now. My community's scared to go there. To say last time there was 9 police searches, which is 63 officers come and raided it, which was really scary.
Yeah. A lot of time and money wasted to do this.
If your bike gets pinched in Liverpool, the police aren't interested. If your house gets burgled, you don't even send an officer around. But put a few plants in and there's two or three buses outside your house the next day.
Yeah.
Full of 5 or 6 of them. There might be 20 or 30 all over your house for a few plants, which is, come on.
Insanity.
It's insanity.
Well, thank you for telling us your story, Gary, and I hope that you're able to stay out of the clink.
Yeah.
And help some more people in the future.
Yeah. Look out for me. Hopefully, I'm going to put a chilling room in every town and city and right throughout the country.
Yes.
So people can learn off my example, all the hard work and dedication what me and my friends have put in over the years.
Do you have any contact information you'd like to give people if they want to help out?
You can find me online, Gary Yards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm on Instagram.
Okay. Well, good luck with the chilling rooms. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks very much for speaking to me.
Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.